Will the ceasefire be extended again? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It expires today, so talks are ongoing to keep the war in Gaza on hold.
We remain focused on enabling the safe departure of American citizens and other foreign nationals from Gaza.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Hamas expected to free 10 more Israeli women and children today.
Former captives telling horror stories. For weeks, there was little food and light, difficult sleeping and sanitary conditions. One young man told of beatings and being forced to watch torture videos. All told, some 60 Israeli women and children, plus others, have been released. It's believed another 160 remain held by Hamas and other groups.
That's Fox's Greg Palcott in Tel Aviv. There's been a search at sea after a U.S. military Osprey aircraft crashed near Japan. Its Coast Guard reports at least one of the six crew members on board was found and is dead.
The Osprey is a hybrid aircraft that can take off and land like a helicopter, then rotate its propellers to fly like an airplane. There have been at least five fatal Osprey crashes since 2012, causing 19 confirmed deaths. The most recent fatal incident was just 3 months ago. Three U.S. Marines were killed.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. We just got an update on the economy showing more growth last quarter than expected. The GDP increase revised up to 5.2% from 4.9% in the initial report. President Biden will go to Colorado today to focus on the economy amid low approval ratings on his handling of it. He'll also focus on clean energy, visiting the world's largest manufacturer of wind power towers. He's also giving some Americans a gift.
An email from the president is hitting the inboxes of more than 800,000 student loan borrowers, telling them their loans are forgiven because of actions taken by the administration. A plan to wipe away student debt for millions of Americans was struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, but the administration has implemented more targeted programs.
That's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Between global jihad, China, Russia, and our southern border, we are in for a long and protracted battle. You need to prepare for the worst. Protect your home, protect your family, and protect your investments. It's time to reach out to the Oxford Gold Group. They make it simple for whether you are buying more gold, diversifying your 401k, or buying gold for the first time. Call 833-995-GOLD or visit jessekellygold.com. That's jessekellygold.com.
Get ready for holiday feast season with Pepto-Bismol.
Uncle Derek's here with his famous fried turkey. Hey, Aunt Mary brought the mac and cheese. Donna's here with the potato salad.
Pepto-Bismol provides fast five-symptom relief for unexpected stomach upsets. So enjoy the holidays. Pepto has you covered, no matter who made the potato salad.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto-Bismol. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter will be laid to rest today in her hometown, Plains, Georgia, after a private funeral the day after a public goodbye.
My mom spent most of her life in love with my dad.
And Amy Carter's father was there in Atlanta for the public service. Former President Jimmy Carter is 99 years old. He was in a wheelchair after leaving hospice care at his home where his wife Rosalynn died by his side. Now, he far surpassed U.S. life expectancy. The Centers for Disease Control says it did rise last year to 77 and 6 months. This after dropping the prior 2 years because of the COVID pandemic. But on the flip side, a record number of Americans committed suicide last year.
America's in the midst of a mental health crisis that's driving people to take their own lives. The National Center for Health Statistics says a preliminary tally for 2022 shows nearly 50,000 people in the U.S. lost their lives to suicide, and that number is likely to go higher by the final count. The suicide rate of 14.3 per 100,000 people is the highest since 1941, the year the U.S. entered World War II. The underlying causes last year mostly came from the deadly and economically damaging pandemic that left many Americans stressed, isolated, and afraid. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Well, this is good news for those who plan to travel for the Christmas holiday.
Federal mediators have rejected a union's request that could have led to a year-end strike by American Airlines flight attendants. The National Mediation Board instead directed the airline and the Association of Professional Flight Attendants to continue negotiating for a new contract. Flight attendants voted to authorize a strike and picketed outside American's headquarters, noting they have not received raises since 2019.
And that's Fox's Tom Rigotti on Wall Street. Ahead of the opening bell this hour, stock futures are rising. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Congress decided to kick the can down the road on the latest version of the Farm Bill. It sets up a lot of the crop insurance programs and other financial systems farmers rely on while preparing for the next crop. Congress spent months negotiating the bill, but ultimately could not reach an agreement. With the holiday season underway and set to ramp up over the next few weeks, the city of Champaign making it easier for people to park their cars before enjoying the downtown area. Starting Friday, the city will be offering up to 2 hours of free parking at the Hill Street parking deck. This discount will be in place for the entire month of December. Eastern Illinois Food Bank's Foodmobile is making appearances throughout Champaign County in December, helping feed families. The mobile food pantry first making stops throughout southern Champaign County December 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The northern part of the county getting a visit from the Foodmobile December 8th from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller. It's ESPN 93.5. Mr. Greg Solier, our meteorologist extraordinaire. Steve Suderman at Good Vibes, one of the owners there, said, thanks to Solier. What did he say? Thanks to Solier.
Yeah.
I can... Something got warmer, and he's real happy. So he said he credited Greg Solier, our meteorologist.
Right.
So what you got?
Outstanding.
A little milder, though, is good news.
Yes, it certainly is. Now, I'm sure maybe the landscape guys who are segueing into putting holiday lights up and getting the plow and all that stuff ready to go for the snow removal season, maybe not necessarily the greatest to do. Although maybe extend your outdoor work season somewhat. We'll see what we can get for those guys going later in January and February around here. Just because it's El Nino doesn't mean it doesn't get cold once in a while. We don't get winter storms. So, as a matter of fact, I think there may be a little more moisture than maybe people are letting on to around here. In any event, I digress to a 28-degree reading at Willard and Savoy, same at Danville, 26 Bloomington Normal. Boy, those folks were down in the single digits out from Bloomington Normal northwestward yesterday with a little snow on the ground. That'll be melting away. 24 up at the Kankakee. Nice day's worth of weather today. Get out and enjoy relative to late November. Sunshine, a bit breezy. Highs up around 45 this afternoon. That's pretty much in the ballpark of what you expect for late November. Not so cold tonight, upper 20s. We could tickle 50 for a time tomorrow. Impressive rainmaker that'll bring some much-needed 1 to 3 inch rains down towards Johnny's place down there in the lower Mississippi Valley Delta region. We'll be in the northern extent of that around here tomorrow afternoon. A bit of rain breaking out, close to 50, maybe dropping a bit. Raining tomorrow night, that'll wind down during Friday, particularly in the morning hours, a half inch or so. Highs up near 46 and dropping a little bit Friday afternoon. Nice weather for the weekend relative to the time of year. Big day. We'll try to get some peaks of sun in here for the afternoon. 46 is not bad for early December. Sunday, up to about 48. A little bit of sprinkle activity early and late. Then quiet weather, good part of next week, 45 to 50 for daytime highs. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solier.
Well, happy to welcome in our studio Ryan Heiser. He is the president and CEO of Fisher National Bank. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Stevie J. Thanks for having me.
I bet you. Nice to have you. Tell me about Fisher National Bank. What are you? Who are you? Why are you attractive?
Sure. I wouldn't go so far to say that we're attractive.
It's a beautiful building on Staley. I passed it. You know, GQ's on the other line. They want to talk to you, man. Cousin and CEO.
I appreciate that. So Fisher National Bank, locally owned and operated financial institution, started in 1955, little old office in Fisher, Illinois. We've grown quite significantly since then. Today, we actually have 5 branches,
wow.
3 in Champaign County, 2 in Vermilion County. So we serve communities, Fisher, Mahomet, Champaign, Catland, and Georgetown.
Yeah, nice to know your banker, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Small town banking, it goes a long way. Yeah, we try to focus on relationships and obviously dollars and cents and numbers come into play, but we still focus a lot on relationship banking.
Okay, Ryan, we got a problem. It's called check washing fraud. I mean, why do you think this is such an epidemic right now?
Man, it's tough to know the reasons why, behind everything, but you have to assume it's based on the economy. Cost of living is up, food and groceries is up. It's just expensive. It's expensive to live and maintain a certain lifestyle. But we've seen an absorbent amount of fraud especially in the last, you know, year or 2 years. And check washing has become one of the biggest schemes out there, and one that's hurting people the most, right? Like, it's impacting banks, it's impacting business owners, and it's affecting, you know, everyone, you know, local individuals and consumers as well.
Okay, so we had one with Aflac. It was a $38 check, and somebody put their name on it and made it $948.
Yeah.
And so that's check washing. They changed who it was to and the number, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So they'll take the check that you issued, and they will wash it with certain chemicals that will basically erase the ink that the check was written with.
It looks good, though, when they do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell, especially face-to-face. And the other problem, too, is that so many things are done remotely now. Like, you can take pictures with your phone and deposit your checks. Banks shred original information and now present Check 21 rules, which is electronic checks. Mm-hmm. You know, and you see those in your statement every day. You know, 20 years ago, you used to get your actual check back. Well,
yes.
Those checks disappear now.
Right.
And so, you know, again, it makes it easier for this scheme to get through the cracks.
Yeah, you said, you know, you said that there's all kinds of precautions I want to talk about, but I think I heard you say once, somebody's losing money. The bank, the person, I mean, somebody's going to take a hit.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Somebody is losing money in these situations, and it's a combination of all three. You know, we've got situations where local business owners, you know, that they've had their checks washed and they're not able to catch those in time, and so they're responsible for the losses.
Mm-hmm. Is there a time frame where they need to? I check the bank account now every single day.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that advisable?
That's actually what I would recommend. Most people need to be looking at their bank account every day. I mean, you have
personal, business, whatever you got.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Small business owners are probably, you know, the worst about it. If we're being
busy.
Honest.
Busy.
Yeah, they're busy and they're working hard every day, putting in 10, 12 hours. And I know what it's like. We have a lot of self-employed folks that work really hard. And and they, at the end of the day, they're tired. They don't have time to look at that stuff. But it's becoming increasingly more important because they're targeted probably even more so than the actual consumer because of the amount of checks that they actually write. You know, consumer banking trends have really, you know, swayed to the side of digital. So, you know, debit card transactions, bill pay, you know, person to person, those type of items. But businesses are still issuing a lot of checks. And so they become a large target in this check washing scheme.
Okay. So besides monitoring, what else can I do to help you at Fisher National Bank?
Sure. So, yeah, monitoring is the first number one thing. But what I can tell small businesses that I would really encourage would be to look at Positive Pay. It's a relatively new product in the banking industry. And what that does is it's provided by your bank and their core processor. And then it's a system in which the business owner or the customer can review their checks as they clear real time. And normally when you look on your phone, your online banking, and you see those checks, they've already cleared and posted to the bank account. And that's why you're seeing them. But we actually get them, you know, kind of like the day before they actually post. And so with Positive Pay, you're actually to see those same time that is presented to the bank. And you can actually see that image. And so then you know whether that was truly a check you issued or you didn't issue. And then you can stop it right away. Hmm. And you talked earlier, you asked me about, you know, was there a time frame or there rules? There is. In the check clearing process, banks have 24 hours to return a fraudulent check. That is not enough time. You know, that's something where we need to visit with lawmakers and legislators and all that other type of stuff. But right now, that's the rule. And so Positive Pay will allow people to look at that and review that check beforehand, send it back fraudulent, and get their money back.
Wow. Okay. So is that something new? Is Fisher National doing that?
Yeah. I think most banks are out there.
Positive Pay.
Okay. Fisher National is definitely doing it as well. But it's a new product, probably the last 2 or 3 years. I don't know exactly when it was introduced into the market. But again, it's become, there's a high demand on it for small business owners and municipalities, mostly because of the volume of checks that they write and the volume of dollars in their account.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a business with $100,000 in it, you know, $1,000 is easier to misplace than, you know, consumer that maybe have $1,500 in their account.
Right. That's right. Exactly right. Well, it's a process, and security, you never get done doing that, right? I mean, you have to at the bank, you guys have all kinds of layers, but do you have enough layers?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we can only do so much. That's why, you know, that's why some of the liability falls on the business owner or the consumer. You know, they're responsible in a way for their own checking account. And that's why we encourage them to be looking at that on a daily basis. Now, we can, you know, do a lot of things on our end too. And we've done a lot of things to, you know, like it impacts everybody, right? Like, for example, check cashing in our facility now has become a little more difficult because of this type of scheme. I mean, our bank lost money. I've talked to other bankers in Champaign County. They've lost money on a similar type of scheme with this. But we're requiring two forms of ID now, and we're checking the ID to make sure it's valid. Because in the month of September and October, we had four different people come into the bank to cash a check, a fraudulent check, and they had a fraudulent ID with that.
Wait, this is getting so deep, and this is like a syndicate or something.
It is.
They're not from here if you're going to do that at your bank. Nobody knows them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They're not terribly local. Like one situation, for example, we had an ID presented to somebody that lived in Bloomington. So we know they traveled from Bloomington to Fisher, so it's not that far, you know, a 40-minute drive, and tried to catch a fraudulent check. And, of course, we turn that information over to local law enforcement, and it's their job to, you know, pursue them and see what we can get done.
The bad guys got better. I mean, that's
– yeah.
They just got more sophisticated. We lost a wallet 8 years ago. And I get a call from the police in Chicago saying a woman that was dressed like my wife was going through the drive-thru trying to get $8,000.
Yes.
What the heck is that?
Yeah.
That's just an organized deal there.
Yeah, it's very organized, and you can tell there's people involved with it. So, you know, to kind of in the same line of this check washing thing, something else we've seen a lot of, especially over the summer, because it seems like, you know, criminals are a little bit more active, but kind of like a smash and grab theme. Mm-hmm. So what they'll do is they'll target like gym facilities or, you know, the Rantoul Sports Complex where parents are watching games for, you know, 2 hours, and they'll come along, smash the window, steal the woman's purse. Man. And then now they have their identity, their banking information, everything. Maybe checks, you know. And so then, you know, that's an issue because then they use that ID, you know, and find a woman, you know, that looks similar and do the same thing you're talking about. So it's becoming a real issue.
Ryan Heiser, he is the president and CEO of Fisher National Bank. How can people connect with you guys? How can they learn more about what you offer? And maybe you can answer some questions if they've got about this whole check washing and how you protect yourself. Because even if the bank ends up covering stuff, it's a hassle and nobody wants to go through that. And it's so disconcerting to think people got your stuff.
Yeah, I've got a couple of comments on that. You know, we talk about, you know, even if the bank absorbs it, you know, if we're being honest, the bank can only afford so many losses.
No, right.
And
that's right.
If it's happening industry wide, at some point in time, banks are going to have to recover those losses because we're not for profit businesses.
No. Right.
And so that translates into higher fees or higher interest rates.
Well, I'm going to pay for it eventually.
Yeah. Right? I mean, we're all going to pay for it in some capacity.
That's right.
You know, folks can stop into any one of our branches and visit. You know, we have branch managers, we have loan officers, we have community presidents in each location. They're well versed on the topic. You know, we've taken a really conscious effort to communicate amongst ourselves internally. So every time we have one of these instances, we're blasting out emails to the entire staff. You know, we've changed some policies and procedures to try to prevent as much as we can. So again, our staff is fully aware. You can check stuff out on websites and you're going to email or call any of us.
Well, good stuff, man. Thanks for dropping by Philo, Illinois. Senator Gingrich, like the tree out here. It's pretty nice.
I loved it. I love Philo. I love small town America.
I know. That's right. Well, that's what you guys are, man.
That's right.
Fisher National Bank. It's Ryan Heiser, president and CEO. Thanks for dropping by. Come back.
Yeah, we'll do.
Good to have you. Anything banking, I might have to call you.
That's right.
Yeah, we're always available.
Know the gig, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave me your cell mistake. Thanks for coming by, man. Nice to see you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Ryan Heiser, Fisher National Bank. Good guy and good information. Disconcerting, however, that there's so many bad guys out there trying to steal your money.
It's just where we're at.
Man, okay, it's ESPN 93.5. I just have this instinct to pay play some Nutcracker music or
Excellent.
Something.
Excellent.
No idea why that's hitting me
I
right
love
now.
That.
But we'll do it coming up next. It's coming up on 820 Fox Business next.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We just got the latest read on how our economy did this summer. It grew at a 5.2% annual pace. This second estimate tops the first read of growth at 4.9%. And an agreement's been reached over toxic forever chemicals. Chemours, DuPont, and Corteva have agreed to pay the state of Ohio $110 million to resolve claims associated with toxic forever chemicals. Chemours said it would be responsible for half of the settlement costs, while DuPont would provide about $39 million to resolve the claims relating to the release of per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, from the company's facilities. Chemical makers have faced thousands of lawsuits in recent years over contamination by PFAS, which can be found in the blood of most Americans. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5 off. That's right, $5 off on all specialty pizzas like the barbecue chicken pizza, chicken grilled to perfection, premium mozzarella, bacon, red onion, and barbecue sauce all piled onto Jet's amazing crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's specialty pizza for $5 off.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
All righty, I have a little Tchaikovsky. Is that right? Tchaikovsky? just a second. Busey has an advice for people that are young, or even if you're at a milestone, you want to check everything from standpoint of transparency.
Yeah.
When you're getting married or you, at any time, just make sure everybody knows what on the page. Busey's happy to sit down with you anytime, anywhere. They're happy to talk about all this. They've got all the lines of banking, personal mortgage, business, cash management, wealth management. But share credit. Talk about everything. It's out there. There won't be any surprises. That's the great advice. You can go to Busey.com. Stop one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Kay Green is in our studio.
Oh, goodness.
Champagne Urbana
Ballet. Nutcracker is coming up. No way.
Yes, tomorrow? It is.
Tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. It opens tomorrow already. Awesome. I know. It doesn't seem possible.
What's surprising is, as talented as you are the lead ballet person this year, is what I heard. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's total lie.
But you can sing like a bird, man. Kay's wonderfully talented, but you've got another group of talented people.
We sure do. We sure do, and they're ready to go. We have a dress rehearsal tonight. We're opening tomorrow, Thursday, and we play through Sunday.
Tryon Festival
Theater. Just so fun at Cranor.
Tryon Festival Theater at Cranor. Yes. Yeah. Like going home to us. We love being there.
And mm-hmm. It's just so good. The talent is so high and it's so well done.
Well, those dancers work very hard, though. You know, they're dancing 20 hours or more a week. And so they work hard to bring that to the stage and make the magic happen for mm-hmm. all of us here in Champaign-Urbana and beyond.
It's a great tradition. I mean, you see grandparents bringing their little grandkids and just the whole thing.
And they're all dressed up in their sweet clothes, and they go to the boutique and buy their nutcracker and get a cupcake for a dollar. You know, it's hard to get a cupcake for a dollar anyplace.
You saw me perk up there. Nobody sells cupcakes for a dollar.
Right?
Man.
So it's a real treat, and we love it. Absolutely love it.
All right, so tomorrow at 7:30, Friday at 7:30, Saturday 2 and 7:30, Sunday this weekend 2 and 6.
Correct. Where do I get tickets, Kay Green?
So you can go to our website at cuballet.com. We have a link there, and also CranorCenter.com.
Okay, yep, very
but
good.
Hurry, because...
Right.
hard to find a spot on some of those shows, so... It's fun. It's a great way to kick off the holiday season, so I hope you'll come out and join us. You know, it's not often that you can sit and just watch the beauty unfold and just listen.
Well, this is kind of a different level culturally. I mean, yes. this is a Chicago kind of a treat in Urbana.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At Cranor. I just have been flashing back. Gracie was 8, and she came to us with this little flyer about tryouts for the Nutcracker, and I said, honey, they're 105 kids. I think they're taking 5 little girls, and she wanted to try and be a mouse, and she was.
Okay.
She made it. She was one of the 5 kiddos that they took, and she was so cute.
She still remembers it, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Because she tells me yes. So.
Yeah. No. Absolutely, she does, and we all do. It was just such a elegant. But I think that's the best comp. Is it feels very much like Airy Crown Theater in Chicago or something. It's a big time. And tickets have to be, what, $75 each? What are they?
No, they're $48
what?
For adults.
Nice.
This is a $200 show in Chicago, and I'm getting it for $48.
Yes, and you know, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up, because I've had some people saying, Kay, are your Nutcracker tickets really $100? No. So, you know, there's scammers out there.
Oh.
So just be sure when you're buying tickets that you are on the CranorCenter.com site.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important.
But this is seriously $200. I mean, $48 for this and the production it takes and all the things you have to do.
What a steal, right?
It is a steal.
Yes.
It really,
thank
really
you.
Is. For this level of entertainment and culture, it's awesome. It's a fantastic show. So I'm hoping that, and all the hours you guys put into this thing.
Well, thank you, friends.
It's really a lot.
At this point in the journey, your encouragement is much appreciated.
It's not easy to do this.
I know
it's not like, you know, let's just go do a ballet. First of all, you got to have really talented people that are available, and then you got to cast it, and then you got to practice.
And then you got to practice.
And then you know what? You got to stay injury free. Because some of these jumps and the little toe things, man. Nobody asked me to be the guy in the Nutcracker. I know that.
Did your daughter Ainsley do this back in the day?
She did not, you know.
Okay.
I did not know about
Ainsley's got to be 20 years old by now.
20?
Was she high school or something?
She's over the 30 thing.
Come on,
yeah.
Kay.
I know.
How come you haven't changed at all, huh? How does that look? You look the same as you've always. Come on, Kay.
Gosh, what a great morning I'm having. This is awesome.
In all seriousness.
See, when you bring us banana nut bread, we're just full of compliments.
Wait a minute. I wasn't told about that.
I did. In all, you know, the spirit of the Nutcracker and all things nutty, I did bake you some banana nut bread.
So thank you for that.
Also, you know, you guys, we have another local, Andy Warfel.
Yes. My old prom date at Unity.
prom day, you know, he's a decoration designer.
Yes,
environmental design.
And wow. he's back there, you know, man. Making the magic happen with awesome. The Nutcracker. And,
oh, wow. And his so, artistic design is awesome.
We're so blessed to have him.
Yay!
So.
Well, listen, I don't know if you say break a leg for ballet. I don't know.
Well, you know, they say mared.
Mared?
Yeah, and I'll let you look that up.
Mared. Okay. Mared.
Very good.
Way to go. Mared, K.
Ballet.com. Yes. Shows at 7:30 tomorrow, yes. Friday. 2 and 7:30 on Saturday, and 2 and 6 on Sunday.
Bet.
Kay Green, thank you. Nice always to see you.
Thank you for having me.
ESPN 93.5 News, weather, and coming up, Carly Shimkus from Fox News next.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435-1220.
Forever Chemicals. Kimmorer said it would be responsible for half of the settlement costs, while DuPont would provide about $39 million to resolve the claims relating to.
Next couple of days, we'll be focused on making, doing what we can to extend the pause so that we can continue to get more hostages out and more humanitarian assistance in.
Blinken in Brussels, Belgium. He'll be back in Israel tonight. Unless he resigns first, which he says he won't do, a vote on expelling New York House Republican George Santos is expected tomorrow.
Are we to now assume that one is no longer innocent until proven guilty, and they are in fact guilty until proven innocent?
Federal criminal charges include campaign finance violations and also fraud. The House Ethics Committee report says there's clear evidence that Congressman Santos committed crimes. Expelling a member of Congress requires a two-thirds vote of the House. It's been done 5 times. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. An online auction's underway for unclaimed property in Illinois. The state treasurer, Michael Frerick, says the auction will run through Friday. Items being auctioned include an American Eagle gold coin proof set, a Vans 14-karat brushed white gold ring with blue Lindy star sapphire, and Michael Jordan comic books and basketball cards. City of Champaign's offering free parking downtown next month. Up to 2 hours of free parking available in the Hill Street parking deck from December 3rd through the 31st. Hourly visitors parking longer than 2 hours will receive a 2-hour discount of their parking fee. Eastern Illinois Food Bank's Food Mobile will make appearances throughout Champaign County in December to help feed families. The mobile food pantry will first make stops throughout southern Champaign County. December 5th from 9 to 8 to 3 p.m., the northern part of the county will get a visit from the Food Mobile December 8, 9 to 10 a.m. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana is set at a nice spell of weather ahead for the day today. No sign of any real wintry weather ahead going forward, so temperatures expected to recover back to and above seasonal expectations. A little bit of wet around the edges as we move on through the first few days of the month of December. Sure beats the alternative around here, and really nothing resembling early winter-like weather patterns anytime soon. Sunshine turning breezy about this afternoon up to 45. The southwest to west wind 12 to 22. Southwest wind at 28 for tonight. Breezy mild for the day tomorrow. Increasing clouds. Bit of rain later in the afternoon. The high around 50, though, on a gusty south wind. Rain tomorrow night. Lows down to 39. And a rainy Friday, especially the morning hours. Turning cooler at 46 and dropping clouds. Highs to about 46 on the big day Saturday. Up to 48 on Sunday. A little rain early and late. Highs well into the 40s. Nights in the 30s for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, meteorologist Greg Solier.
If you're tired of the same old turkey or ham meal for the holidays, try something unique and delicious. Try locally grown yak roasts or steaks for the family. It'll be a meal they'll remember and create new family memories. The yak meat is 97% fat-free and healthy. One of their roasts, slow cooked in the crock pot, will be easy and fill your home with delicious aromas. Their steaks are easy to grill and be the best tasting and healthiest red meat you'll ever eat. Visit them online, SavannahRidgeFarm.com. Put your order in for pickup at their farm, or they'll deliver to your home. That's SavannahRidgeFarm.com. ladies and gentlemen, the great Carly Shimkus. Are you there, Carly?
I am here. How are you?
This is I knew her wreck when she was just in radio. Now she's a TV star.
I know.
She's on early in the morning. She and her husband had just had a baby. Was it a girl or a boy?
We had a baby boy. Now a big baby. My goodness, they grow fast, don't they?
Yeah, they certainly do. Well, congratulations, Carly Shimkus, on the Tavins Toy and Phone Line. You have a book. Tell me about your book.
I do. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on. I have a list of radio stations to call today. When I saw your name on and your station, I got so excited because we used to speak almost every day when I was working in radio for Fox News Headlines. So it's great to catch back up with you guys. Cooking with Friends is out right now. It's a compilation book. It's a compilation of recipes from people that you see on Fox News every single day. And the Cooking with Friends segment is a segment that's run on Fox and Friends for years, where you have somebody come on, somebody either an anchor or a reporter or a regular guest. They come on, they let their hair down,
yep.
They cook their favorite
yep.
family meal.
Yep.
So this is a compilation of all those recipes, plus some special ones of my own, and I'm so proud of it.
How do you weigh like nothing and taste everything you had to taste to ensure you? I mean, you're a TV star and you're beautiful on television.
Good point, Stevie.
I mean, but it's you had to taste this,
yeah.
Then you had to know
you
what.
Had to
it
be disciplined.
Yeah.
Well, here's what happened. Here's the secret. Oh boy, did I luck out! Because when I was working on this book, most of the work was done when I was pregnant. So I was eating
sure.
like an animal anyway. And then
right.
I was working on this cookbook and sampling other people's recipes.
Oh, so funny.
And it just was one of those when life just throws you a bone kind of moments.
It's so excellent. And so the book is available, I presume, everywhere, right?
Yes. There it is. It's you can get it on Amazon. You walk into a Barnes & Noble, you'll see it. It's also on FoxNewsBooks.com, so we made it really easy to pick up. I really do. I'm not just saying this. I really do think that if you are a Fox fan or you know somebody, it would be a great gift. It's an easy gift to give. It just turned out well, and that's not a compliment for me. Those are the folks at HarperCollins and Fox Books. They just did a great job of making it aesthetically pleasing. It's like part cookbook, part picture book. There's some funny pictures in it of the whole Fox and Friends crew as well. And I did that photo shoot when I was on maternity leave.
Oh my.
And the baby came with me, and I was very nervous, but it all worked out well.
I mean, it just and I just got to ask, what is your schedule? Holy
moly. Oh boy, yeah. That's a tough one. I usually wake up. My alarm goes off at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Whoa!
Yeah,
When do we go to bed?
Right.
Well, we usually go to bed around like last night. I saw 9 p.m. So it's not a whole lot of sleep. I try and schedule a little nappy nap time during the day.
Yeah.
But I do that, and I want to put Brock to bed, my son to bed, and that's important to me. But I really do think that I was so worried about this. I prayed so hard about it when I was pregnant. How am I going to have a full-time job and give my whole to my job and then also be the best mom? And it all worked out by the grace of God. And also, I do think that I see him a little bit more than folks who work 9 to 5s because I could be done by 9 a.m.
Sure.
And then,
so
there are perks. You don't get a whole lot of sleep, but, you know, I'm turning black on the inside of dying. but aside from that, everything's great.
I mean, how did your life change having Brock? What changed?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's strange. So this past year, I thought about this a lot. It feels like it's gone by in a blink. He's 10 months old, and yet I feel like he's been in my life forever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those things. Like, I can't remember a time before him. Of course I do. You know, it's just 10 months ago. But it just feels like he was meant to be.
Yeah.
He's meant to be my baby.
Mm-hmm.
When I would imagine what he would look like before he was born, I thought he would have brown hair and brown eyes like his dad. He doesn't. He looks more like me. And when I look at him, I say, of course this is my son. You know, I don't know. It's just one of those strange things. He is our whole lives. He is mine and my husband's our whole life.
I think you're going to find that this young man's going to be probably the biggest in your family, would be my guess.
Yeah, I think he's like size-wise,
yep.
He is, oh boy,
yeah.
He is a big boy.
Yeah,
yeah he is. we took him to the doctor, and the doctor was like, wow, he might break the record.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you feeding him?
That's so exciting. But it is flat out the best part of your life. The family is just that. It's so exciting to see the growth in 10 months. I thought you just had that child. That's amazing how fast that
is. Yeah, I know.
Play.
It feels that way.
Okay,
yeah.
So we want to go buy this for all of our friends called Cooking with Friends. It is available everywhere. Carly Shimkus, wonderful person, very talented, rooting for you all the way. Because every time I mean, you started as a producer, and now look at you go. That's just
thank you so much.
Usually, you start as a producer at that level, you kind of stay a producer, mm-hmm. and you got in front of the camera because somebody was smart and said, "We got to put her in front of the camera."
Well, you know who it was? It was Don Imus, who I was his assistant,
That was my first job.
I was his assistant, and he knew I wanted to be on air, and I will never. I owe him so much, and he was a great mentor in my life. So yeah, I will never forget what that man did for me, and I always want to give him credit for putting me where I am today.
Well, Carly Shimkus, you're a star. Keep it going. Keep up the great work with Fox and as a wonderful family. We're just blessed to have you. Appreciate your time.
Oh, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you too as well. Carly Shimkus, she's Fox and Friends early. I mean, it's 1 a.m. for wake up.
Wow. And Cooking with Friends is her latest cooking adventure.
Host of Fox and Friends First. Fox and Friends, and author of Cooking with Friends, and she fills in and she does the news headlines for mm-hmm. Fox and Friends in the morning. So you see her on TV a lot if you watch any morning TV. All right, 8:41. It's ESPN 93.5.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut hundreds of crusts, played hours of Peekaboo and Duck Duck Goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency will make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call me, State Farm Agent Brian Hansen in Champaign-Urbana today. For details, visit brianismyguy.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Stevie J here with Nate Evans of eXp Realty. You'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have sports headlines here on ESPN 93.5. It is the 29th of whatever month, November.
Yes.
Here we go with sports headlines.
And we have our Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year from the University of Illinois football team. It's Johnny Newton.
Johnny Newton is dominant. A dog. An alpha dog.
Johnny Newton is the most dominant defensive lineman I've coached in my career. Got incredible power. He's got an incredible burst off the ball, and he probably understands the game of football as well as any D lineman I've ever coached.
His will to never give up and stop fighting, I think that's what makes him unique and special.
Johnny, congrats. Super proud of you, man.
Keep that mentality, man. We're so proud of you here.
Congrats, Johnny, on an award that is well deserved. Defensive Player of the Year is something that hasn't been here since 1994 with Dana Howard. Couldn't go to a better person other than you. Congratulations. The best is yet to come.
It was Derek Brown and Mo Gardner, 1990. You remember those days?
I do. Derek Brown?
Yeah.
Well, Gardner, I remember.
D-A-R-R-I-C-K, Derek Brown.
Okay. All right. Well, we were really good. That was the John Makovic 3 years, right. And we were real good defensively.
So he's the fourth in Illini history on the defensive player
history.
Side.
History, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good
four
job.
Four block kicks, you know, 44 of those pressures and sacks. Yeah. I think 18.
Just walking so in.
He's gonna be a big-time NFL star, mm-hmm. I think, you know, mm-hmm. stay healthy and all that, but... He's going to be a millionaire after the draft. So
that's right.
Good for him.
Boston over the Bulls. Milwaukee beat Miami. Illinois women in action against Central Connecticut State. And I just heard a little clip of Sonny Gray there. He joins the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, he wanted to play there. He did.
Wrong. And when he comes into the clubhouse...
He'll be playing Alba.
He is so excited.
He was happy. He really was.
I love it. I'm very excited about it. Just talking to some of the guys since yesterday and in yesterday, it's everyone said very easy place to live. Very good place for families.
Second best pitcher in the American League next to Gerrit Cole, according to Cy Young voting. So this is their ace, Sonny Gray, the new Cardinal pitcher, wanted to come to St. Louis, which I think is awesome. All right, 8:45.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter. Whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event is Saturday. Despite the chill, a nice one yesterday with regard to sunshine. Plenty of it for the day today. And temperatures beginning to take off smartly back to seasonal norms. And then some of the coming days. No real return of winter weather whatsoever. Matter of fact, the next one is a wet weather system due in over the end part of the week. But clears on out for the big day on Saturday. Sunshine, though, may be at a premium. But later in the afternoon there, temperatures well into the 40s. Matter of fact, well into the 40s. And some days closing in on 50 degrees. The story for next week. Sunshine turning breezy amount of this afternoon up to 45. Southwest to west wind. Not so cold tonight, 28. Tomorrow increasing clouds. Bit of rain in the afternoon. Highs near 50 in the south wind. Rainy tomorrow night. Lows down to 39. And some rain shower activity for Friday morning, December 1st. Highs up to 46 and dropping. Mostly cloudy, 46 on Saturday. Sunday up to 48. Highs 45 to 50. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Nights in the upper 20s to mid 30s. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here. 15,000, another shutout.
We need all of Illini Nation to help us defend State Farm Center.
And Illinois overcomes their largest deficit of the season.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season. The Illini win it! Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
ILLINI, cheer on the Illini at Pia's. The pregame fun starts at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Pia's serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. Enjoy 350 22-ounce light and Coors Light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. You'll find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Alrighty, it's coming up on 8:52, about out of time. Luke Goody was good yesterday with Derek Piper at the helm yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Luke is shooting 46% from three-point range.
So Rutgers will be hard, though, 3 o'clock contest Saturday.
Yeah, you know what? They lost a lot of guys. They still got Cliff somebody, Amori or something. He's really good in the middle. He's he's very athletic, very, very good. And the playing out there is always hard, so it's going to be a good game, and hopefully we can shoot free throws better, man. That's just been, again, this year has just been, I don't get it, like 6 out of 12 about every game. We need to be a 70-plus percentage free throw shooting team. We're not, and that's going to matter in these close games, there's no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it'll be fun to see the Illini go to Rutgers and then Madison Square Garden, so they'll stay east. They're going to be at New Jersey.
Okay.
And then that's a Saturday game. Then Tuesday they're playing, I think, Florida Atlantic. Anybody remember Florida Atlantic?
Well, I do know they're rated.
Well, do you remember that they made the Final Four last year?
Oh,
that's why you remember.
That team.
Now, what are they ranked? We're ranked
13, I think.
We're 24.
I know.
So they must have everybody back from their Final Four team.
Right.
So, again, normally Florida Atlantic, you'd say, oh, okay, well, when that, no, this is different, and good for that coach, because that's a big deal to take Florida Atlantic to the Final Four. It's so hard to win in March, and poor Brad Underwood, it's just everybody's like, yeah, but we can't win it. Yeah, I know. But generally these things come and go from the standpoint of, all of a sudden, you go when you don't think so, and you're winning games in the tournament. Tournament's just like grind. Used to be in the day, the first game you'd win because it's just everything is so hard. Everybody's so good. It's all about guards. I know that.
Well, and you were talking about the football bowl action, and we'd probably end up in Detroit on December 26th, and that does not sound appealing to be traveling on Christmas to get to that Illini football game. So it's probably just the best.
They would be traveling. 21st or something, 20. Mm-hmm. They'd go way early. But no, people that want to go to the game, it's going to affect your Christmas for sure. But, from the standpoint of the University of Illinois football program, everything else, they wanted to go because you get 15 practices. That's the gold in bowls. It's exposure. It's expected. But to have chance, 15 practices is a eternity for a 19-year-old kid developing.
Yeah.
It's a big one. It's just, it extends the season into January. So anyway, all you can do is shoot for spring training and get better next year.
That's right.
But and hopefully we will, but it's all basketball. Shauna Green's got a really nice team this year, too. So Atlanta women thing is on radar, and everybody's kind of tracking women's basketball, which is pretty often.
Connecticut State tonight, too. So
awesome
go
stuff.
Go Illini.
All right, we'll be back, God willing, tomorrow and do this again. Weather is getting better. Greg says... definitely warmer, so we'll be in the 40s, which will feel a lot better than 15, which is what it was yesterday morning.
Absolutely.
And into 20s right now with a little breezy conditions.
We're at 32 already.
It
has 48.
Jumped to 32, which is over double what it was. All right, thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. We'll meet back on the radio tomorrow. The boys on The Drive this afternoon beginning at 3. Thank you for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here, 15,000, another shutout.
We need all of Illini Nation to help us defend State Farm Center.
And Illinois overcomes their largest deficit of the season.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season.
The Illini win it!
Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Make this holiday season truly magical. See Champaign-Urbana Ballet's The Nutcracker, November 30th through December 3rd. Presented in partnership with Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, Area-Wide Technologies, Bill Bass Foundation, Stone Ridge Dairy, Two Men in a Truck, and Champaign Ballet Academy. Tickets at the Krannert Center box office or CUBallet.com. Experience the unforgettable story, music, and magic of CU Ballet's The Nutcracker.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Well, Ben and Sarah, before we leave you, ladies and gentlemen, Ben and Sarah had bought land to build some fantastic home, and they did that. They owned a stunning country home that they needed to sell outside St. Joe. Well, they got with a realtor that just gave them bad advice. They found Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group, and they got it done.
That's what you do, and you can go to the Nate Evans Group and search online. They've got this neat little option for you to find the value of your home. It's Nate Evans with eXp Realty getting you that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees as you sell your home for the most money possible. And again, get